A top White House advisor is out of the job. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But Dr. Eric Lander did not get the treatment President Biden vowed for those who disrespect or talk down to others.
I promise you I will fire you on the spot.
The White House did not fire him, but rather allowed him to resign after initially defending him in his post. Now, the president's top science advisor, Eric Lander, who advised on issues like the pandemic and mask and vaccine mandates, now out after that internal investigation showed he mistreated and bullied his staff.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. The president's urging American citizens to leave Ukraine, worried about a possible Russian invasion.
I hate to see them get caught in a crossfire if, in fact, they did invade.
Standing with Germany's leader, he warned Russia again, our allies are united, preparing severe economic punishment. The White House will today urge Americans, especially those with low incomes, to file their taxes to get the expanded child tax credit as soon as they can after IRS monthly payments ended and the Biden social spending plan stalled in the Senate. With COVID cases falling from the record Omicron wave, several states are going to undo some mask mandates.
I think this is something we've earned, Connecticut. We've earned it.
Democratic Governor Ned Lamont, Oregon and California, Delaware, New Jersey will lift some state restrictions, but local and school district mask mandates could remain. And we have an update on the school mask fight in Virginia. Fox's Evan Brown has it live.
Yeah, Dave, Virginia's new governor, Glenn Youngkin, campaigned on ending mask mandates in school and upon taking office issued an executive order making face coverings optional for students. And while a court blocked that order after a small group of parents from Chesapeake sued, demanding all kids be masked, the Virginia Supreme Court is now dismissing that lawsuit, allowing the mask optional order to stand. The high court says in its ruling that the parents suing lacks standing and that it wasn't opining on the legality of the governor's order, Dave.
Evan, Hyundai and Kia are recalling almost 500,000 vehicles that have and could catch fire, telling owners to park them outside, not in garages. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
An hours-long manhunt in Washington State ended last night. Police tracked down the accused gunman in a grocery store shooting in Richland on a highway about 100 miles away. One man was killed.
He's taken away an uncle from two children who absolutely adored him. He's taken away a brother from a family, a son. He was a good guy.
Roxanne Reynolds worked with Justin Crumba. Another person was also shot, a store employee, now in critical condition. The Air Force has been ordered to pay $230 million to the victims of a mass shooting.
The families and survivors had asked for more than $400 million. 26 people were killed, 22 were injured at the church shooting in Sutherland Springs nearly 5 years ago. A federal judge last summer had found the Air Force 60% liable for the shooting for failing to report Devin Kelly's assault conviction to a national criminal database. He'd been convicted of assaulting his wife and stepson while in the service, but failure to report the conviction meant he went on to buy multiple guns, some of which were used in the shooting at the church. Law enforcement said Kelly was found dead in a vehicle after fleeing the shooting scene from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed, up for the Dow, down for the Nasdaq like yesterday's market close. In about 15 minutes, we'll find out what movies could win the Oscars.
There will be 10 Best Picture Oscar nominations announced, a change from the 5 to 10 we've seen in the past decade. There's lots of buzz about Dune, The Power of the Dog, West Side Story, and King Richard, to name a few.
This world ain't never had no respect for Richard Williams, but they gonna respect y'all.
Others getting actress and actor Oscar buzz include Lady Gaga for House of Gucci and Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom.
I have an original rock musical.
Hey, boy genius.
That I have spent the last 8 years of my life writing.
The 94th Academy Awards will be handed out at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood on March 27th.
That's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.